Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
This quote I had read before, but it so resonated with me. And that quote was, try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. And Rebecca, I looked over the past 30 years of my life, and I wasn't being a person of value in any way, shape, or form. I was only chasing success. I thought, you know, law would give me success, or I thought, you know, corporate finance would give me success, but none of it did. And I said, you know what, that's going to plant a seed for me. I'm going to come up with an idea that's going to be a person of value, that I'm going to provide value to this world with.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I am super excited today to have John Lee Dumas with me. He is on fire, actually. He's the founder and host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, which is an award-winning podcast, and he has something like 2 million downloads a month or something like that. It's crazy. He has interviewed all the top people, Tony Robbins, Gary Vee, Barbara Corkin, Tim Ferriss, and he is an expert at going from zero to hero. He knows exactly how to get you where you want to go and how to break free. And so we are going to talk all about that today. He's got a brand new book coming out, which we're going to talk about as well. Welcome,
Rebecca,
John.
It is awesome to be here. I am prepared to ignite. You just rocked the mic on Entrepreneurs on Fire, which I can't wait to share with Fire Nation. So look out for that episode coming live quite soon. And man, that was a fun combo.
Thank you. And what a pleasure it was to talk with you. And I love your energy. And obviously you weren't always like this, I wouldn't think. So tell us about your background. And, you know, you were an Army officer. You tried law school. Apparently you dropped out after one semester. So how did you crack the code? Where did you come from?
Born and raised in Maine, so a very small town. Went to college on an Army scholarship after spending the first 18 years of my life in Maine. And after that college experience and that Army scholarship, doing ROTC, I spent 8 years as an active duty officer, four active and then four in the reserves. I did a little 13-month tour of duty in Iraq as an armor platoon leader, which meant I was in charge of four tanks and 16 men, like in Fallujah, Iraq. So it was a very intense time for a 24-year-old. I turned 24 while I was in Iraq, and learned a lot from that experience, though, of course, perspective being one of the bigger things we can talk about later for sure. And then I got back as a 26-year-old captain of the U.S. Army, and I was honorably discharged and ready to take on the world, which I thought was law school. And Rebecca, unlike you, or maybe like you, who knows, I hated it. Like, it just wasn't my thing. I grinded through the first semester, and I actually did quite well. I got all A's and B's on all the classes. But I just knew that another 2.5 years was a waste of my time, because I was never going to be a lawyer. I was never going to be a happy lawyer. And I decided, let's get up.
That's civil procedure, just not fun.
Contract. Ugh, it was brutal. The whole nine yards. So, I mean, I knew that there was something else out there for me. And I actually left and had a little eat, pray, love moment. I went for 4 months to India and Nepal and just traveled and backpacked. And, you know, while all my other student friends were grinding away in the second semester, I was trekking the Himalayas. Like, I could not have been further away nor happier than that. So made the right decision there. But then I came back and, you know, it wasn't like I had success right away. Like I went through 6 additional years of struggle, like real struggle. Like I tried corporate finance. I hated it. I quit. I tried real estate, both residential and commercial. I dropped out. A lot of things I tried over these 6 years. Nothing worked until 2012. I read a quote literally from Albert Einstein, and it was this business book that I was reading. This quote I had read before, but it so resonated with me. And that quote was, "Try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value." And Rebecca, I looked over the past 30 years of my life, and I wasn't being a person of value in any way, shape, or form. I was only chasing success. I thought, you know, law would give me success, or I thought, you know, corporate finance would give me success, but none of it did. And I said, you know what, that's going to plant a seed for me. I'm going to come up with an idea that's going to be a person of value that I'm going to provide value to this world with. And that led me to launch Entrepreneurs on Fire, which now I have over 3,000 episodes to date, over 100 million total listens, you know, close to 2 million monthly listens, like you mentioned, with amazing guests like yourself and other fantastic people, both Tim Ferriss and Tim Harris. I've interviewed them both. They're amazing individuals. And it's been quite a journey. You know, I've been able to generate over $20 million since 2012, which is quite a bit more than I think I would have done as a lawyer personally, just because I would have been a bad lawyer. And, you know, life has been good. And like you mentioned briefly, launching my first ever traditionally published book, which is a culmination of those 3,000 interviews. This isn't the book is not my life story. That's not relevant here. What's relevant is what I've learned from 3,000 interviews with the world's most successful entrepreneurs over the past decade. I've downloaded it into this book and I've created a 17-step roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment. And I'm excited.
Oh, I love that. So the book, by the way, is The Common Path to Uncommon Success, a roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment. For those of you who are watching a video, he's just showing it. And this video will, and interview will air prior to the book coming out. So go grab your pre-order. I just want to make sure I say that. I'll say that a few times during this interview, but go do it. We will have links to it all in the show notes as well. So what I want to know is what clicked for you? What was it, a decision? Was it a choice? Was it something that happened to you? Like what made you go, that's it. This is the path.
It was truly that quote from Albert Einstein.
Just that?
When I read that quote,
that's amazing.
Rebecca, it's true. Like it was a virtual slap in the face. It was like I got physically slapped when I read that quote. Because it was so obvious to me, I was not being a person of value. I was not providing value in this world. And it hurt my heart. I was like, my legacy is nothing right now. But if I flip that switch and I just become a person of value, that is obviously the path that is going to work for me. Because guess what? Being a person of success is not working for me at all. So let's try the opposite. And that led me on the path to say, what could that next thing be? And that's when I started listening to podcasts, just as a consumer of content, by the way, just listening to other people's shows and hearing their, you know, YouTube channels as well. And like hearing the interviews and the stories and the tactics and the strategies and saying, wow, I love this medium. I understand it. It's free. It's on demand. It's targeted content. Like, what if I created my show? Like, what if I created a show where I could actually interview the people that I wanted to interview, ask them the questions that I wanted to ask them? What if I did that and offered it to the world for free? That would be a person of value. Finally, I would become a person of value. And that led me to launch Entrepreneurs on Fire, which, Rebecca, was the first daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs, which meant the day that I launched, it was the best daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. Rebecca, I think you know this. It was also the worst daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. It was the only daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. And that's why I won, because I was the only.
I am the only lawyer who's out there talking about how to negotiate with narcissists. So.
And why do you think you've got over 6 million views? Because you won. You're the only. That's what you need. And this is another addition to what we're saying right here. You are the best solution to a real problem. That's why at the core, you're winning at the level you're winning. Entrepreneurs on Fire was the best solution to a real problem. People wanted a daily podcast to listen to every single day when they drove to work. Didn't exist before I launched it. It was a real solution, the best solution to a real problem. When you do what Rebecca did and what I did, you will win.
Okay, so the first day you've got your microphone, you're in there, you're talking to somebody, you're interviewing someone, and you have how many listeners the first day?
Zero. I was speaking into a black room. I mean, literally, by black, I mean empty. There was nobody in this room. It was just lights were off, nobody cared, nobody could hear. But guess what? That's the beauty of podcasting. That's the beauty of YouTube. You can get zero views on your first 100 videos, but then at the 101st clicks and it hits and people love it and they subscribe, they go back and listen to every piece of content you've ever created. And it's all there for them in an easily consumable format. And that's what happened. By, you know, week two, I had 10 listeners. And now every single episode had 10 listens. And then by month one, I had 100 listeners. And so every episode had 100 listens. And that compounded over time to where now I have 100 million listens of my podcast in 145 countries around the world. And guess what, Rebecca? Right now, this moment, somebody in some country in Africa right now that I've never even probably heard of is listening to episode 4 that I created 9 years ago. Right now, they're listening to it and it's inspiring them. That's amazing.
Okay. So that actually brings up a really good point though, because that means that you had fortitude, strength of character. You just decided, I'm not giving up on this thing. I only had 10 listens. Hey, I'm a month in. I still only have 10 listens. Oh, forget it. I'm going to go do something else. You know, what stopped you from, you know, what made you keep going?
So listen, number one, I identified my big idea. I literally identified my big idea. I knew this daily podcast had to exist and I created it. And then when I started it, I realized that within my big idea, I was living my zone of fire. Like I was getting up every day and doing what I wanted to do. Because I'm going to be a little crass for a second here. Like in 2012, before I launched the show, I looked around and I said, man, I know that I'm the average of the 5 people I spend the most time with. And my 5 sucks. Like they're not bad people. To their core, they're not evil, but they're not inspiring. They're not motivating. They're not trying to better themselves. They're just existing and they're complaining about life and their life sucks and my life sucks and all of our lives suck. And I'm the average of that. How can I improve my average? How can I surround myself with the right people? This podcast gave me the opportunity to do that. Now I'm talking to Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, Barbara Corcoran, one-on-one, just like you and I are talking right now. It was unbelievable. It changed my mindset. All ships rise in a high tide. And their tide was so flipping high, I was dragged up like a guy that was underwater that just pulled a ripcord on his life preserver. I went flying to the surface. And it wasn't overnight that I had financial success. That took a while. But when it happened big. And for 90 months in a row, our business has generated over $100,000 of net profit minimum every month for 90 months in a row. Sometimes a ton more, but never less. That's consistent. That's revenue. That's a business.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. So let's talk about this. I'm sure you've dealt with toxic people in your world. You know, not one of us has ever, you know, been immune to that. If you're a human being, you've had to deal with toxic people. And, you know, so you've come up with these different ways of dealing with it. And, you know, I want to get into your freedom journal and all that sort of thing. So how would you do this? What would you tell people as far as where to start?
Listen, you need to start with a big idea. And this is the problem, Rebecca. Most people just like see what you're doing. And they're like, oh my God, Rebecca has a good idea. I'm just going to do that. Or, oh my God, John has a good idea. I'm just going to do that. And then they launch a weak, pale imitation of us or other individuals. And then they wonder why they fail. Well, Rebecca's living in her zone of fire. Like she's living in her zone of genius. That's why she's winning at a high level. Same with me. Your zone of genius, and I'm talking to the viewers right now, is something, but it's not that. So you need to identify not a great idea, your big idea, and go all in on that. So you're actually living in your zone of fire as well, because you're going to win in that zone of fire. And yes, it can start with setting a goal. That's why is you referenced the Freedom Journal, which is this gorgeous faux leather gold embossed journal that I created back in 2016. That is accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days. That is a concept of the Freedom Journal. If you want freedom, you need to accomplish goals, and not just any goal. Your number one goal that's going to move your life forward in the right direction, you need to accomplish that goal. And we get into everything you need within this journal. We're talking about setting a SMART goal in the first place, because most people are like, I want to lose weight. And then they wonder why a month later they haven't lost any weight. It's because they haven't set a SMART goal. SMART is five components: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time bound. Every goal needs those five attributes. If you don't have it, forget about it. It's just not going to happen for you. You need all five. So we teach you how to set a SMART goal, and then we send you off day by day, guiding you for 100 days. Each 10 days, we go on what's called a micro sprint. So you're setting micro goals every 10 days to make sure that you're getting momentum and accomplishing your goals and staying on track. Every 25 days, you do what's called a quarterly review, where you get to actually look back over the previous 25 days, look at what worked, what didn't work, and adjust pivots as you need and move forward in the right direction. That will ensure that by day 100, you've accomplished your number one goal and you are a lot better off than you were 100 days prior.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
This is a game. Life is a game. And I literally have the joystick of my own life. Nobody else does. Why am I letting other people play my game? Why am I letting other people direct my joystick? This is my game. I'm going for it.
When it comes to the safety of a child in a divorce case involving alcohol abuse, there is no compromise. Take back power, strength, and truth from the narcissist in your life with documented proof of sobriety. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking when a child's safety is at risk. SoberLink's real-time alerts make it easy to negotiate with any party. Judges can rest assured that the child is safe. Attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. Get an exclusive $50 off your device by emailing info@soberlink.com and mentioning Negotiate Your Best Life podcast. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high-conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
With narcissists, as you know, the word no needs to be removed from the conversation. Because the second you say no, brick wall, okay? And then you've lost. You've basically created the problem for you by allowing them to say no. So what you've got to do is you've got to... And I would want to choose my words carefully, but I'm not very good at it, so I'd be terrible as a lawyer. You've got to manipulate the conversation and perspective from them to get them to come up with the idea that you've laid the seeds for, so you can go, hey, what a fantastic idea, and give them credit for the idea that you've seeded them to come up with. And you've got to manipulate the conversation.
And now we return to today's show.
I love that. And I just happened to interview John Asraf, who was featured in The Secret and who does all this stuff on brain stuff. And maybe you've interviewed him too, since you've interviewed everybody. And he actually talks about how, you know, you need to have at least 100 days of doing something in order to develop a new habit. So I love the fact that you're saying, give it 100 days, because if you want to overcome that inertia of whatever the old habits are, then you've got to stick with it. And I love the micro goals idea as well. But now, here's what I'm going to say to you. I've got a whole audience of people who are watching right now and listening, and they're saying, okay, great. I'd love to set a goal. And I can do that as soon as I get away from this horrible person, this person who's making my life miserable, either as a business partner, as a client, as a boss, as a, you know, you name it. I can't even think about creating a goal. And while I still have this going
on, you're in the right place. This is what Rebecca does best. She teaches and trains you how to deal with narcissists and get them out of your flipping life. So follow all of her amazing content.
Okay, but what about, I want from your perspective, how do you overcome those mental obstacles?
You're a human being, and people need to realize that. You know, they think that, oh my God, I'm the only person that's ever had doubts, that's had fears, that's dealt with toxic people. Like, no, like, you're a human being. You are going to have all of these thoughts, all of these emotions, all of these real life experiences. Like, as Rebecca said earlier, everybody's dealt with a toxic person. Everybody. Now, do you choose in this one tiny blip of a life that we have to stay in that relationship, or to stay in that environment, or to stay in that vicinity and region? Well, if you do, it's your own fault. Like, you've earned that toxicity in your life. I'm all about 100% responsibility, literally 100% responsibility. I take it to the extremes. You don't have to, but if I'm in a car at a stop sign and somebody hits me in the rear, they rear end me, I'll take responsibility for that. Not that I think it's my fault, but what good is it going to be for me to whine, moan, cry, complain about woe is me, how unlucky am I, somebody hit me when I was stopped? Get over it. Get what you need. Get their insurance. You know, get your claim in, get it fixed, move forward. Like, that needs to happen. 100% responsibility. And you need to take 100% responsibility in your life. I was in an unhealthy, unsuccessful, toxic situation in life and area when I was 32 years old, like, way into my lifespan. And I fixed it. I surrounded myself with the right people by launching a podcast. I cut the other people out of my life I needed to cut out. You know, those people who were toxic that were family, or that were just, that weren't great for my average, might be a better way to say it. I didn't cut them out completely, but they just went down to my 10th or 20th person of my average. You know, I was still engaging with them occasionally, seeing them at family dinners or whatever, but they just weren't part of my top five. They were not in that top five average. So you as an individual need to step forward, take control of your life, create your surroundings, and make things happen. And again, 100% responsibility for everything. That's a relief, by the way, when you finally take that on, that everything in your life is a result of decisions that you've made and your responsibility going forward. That is a relief. That is giving you true freedom. And now it's time to drive forward.
I love that. I love that. I always talk, and it just actually, mentioned this to my narc slayer group yesterday. Yes, I said, you know, victims and victors can't live in the same space. You cannot sit there and go, well, this isn't fair and you're not doing enough, or this sucks, or this is horrible, because that's all victim mentality. You know, I mean, you can choose to be a victim or you can choose to be a victor. So I love that you're saying that, like, take responsibility regardless of what it is. You know, you've got it. Somehow you ended up where you are, and you know, that happened. So what are you going to do about it? Right.
There's a fantastic book I recommend for everybody. It's called The Five Biggest Regrets of the Dying. And this book was written by a nurse who was a hospice nurse who spent 20 years, you know, spending time with people in the last few days of their life. And one of those five biggest regrets was that people did not take control of their lives, and they let other people influence them They let other people's expectations and opinions guide them and direct them to what turned out to be a very unhappy life. When the opportunity at any point, which they realized, by the way, in these last few days, there was clarity that came to them of, this is a game. Life is a game. And I literally have the joystick of my own life. Nobody else does. Why am I letting other people play my game? Why am I letting other people direct my joystick? This is my game. I'm going forward. And that was such a consistent regret by people that were on their, it was too late for them. They're gone now. And they have nothing but regrets and nothing but an unhappy life to look back upon. And it's so sad. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Fantastic. You've also talked about accountability partners. Can you talk about that and why that's important when, you know, people are doing their freedom journal? You know, why would it be good to have an accountability partner? I love when themes develop
on interviews. And the theme that's developed on this interview naturally is that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. It's true. And it's a theme that we'll keep coming back to because it's a powerful one. And guess what? When you surround yourself with the right people who care about you, who support you, who will advise you, who you know, like, and trust, these individuals will keep you moving forward. So that's why within this book, The Common Path, Uncommon Success, step six of the 17-step roadmap is joining or creating a mastermind. You need to be part of an accountability group, of a mastermind. So those words are interchangeable. You need to be part of a mastermind that consists of either two or three people. Again, I'm very specific in this book. I tell you exactly how to do what you need to do step by step. Almost everybody does masterminds wrong. If you follow the steps in this book, you will do your mastermind right, which will put you in the 1% of people that are doing masterminds correctly. You will have two or three people that you know, like, and trust, that you respect, that will support you, that will guide you, that will meet with you once a week. You guys will rotate hot seats. You'll talk about your biggest struggle. You'll talk about the advice that you need from them. You'll share your wins, your losses, your successes, your fears, your doubts in a very structured and very efficient format. And guess what? As a result, you will win because you're going to have this accountability group, this mastermind of people who are going to be there for you when you need it, who are going to hold you accountable to your goals, hold your feet to the fire. I can't tell you the number of times, because I meet with my accountability group every Thursday, that Wednesday night happens and I'm like, I'm actually not even close to that goal that I told them I was going to accomplish in this 1 week time frame. But I will not let them down because they're not going to let me let them down. They're going to roast me. There's no excuse. I had 7 days to do this goal and I get that goal accomplished. And if I didn't have them, I would have procrastinated a week, a month, a year. I would never have done some things. I would have been sad. But instead, my accountability group holds me accountable. I get things done and I have a multi-million dollar business a year as a result.
Yeah, and it reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, which is, if it weren't for the last second, nothing would ever get done. Yeah, and I think that is really, really important. And even if you're not in a position to join a mastermind, if you just have certain people,
everybody's in a position to join a mastermind. Everybody is in a position to join a mastermind. You have something that's called the World Wide Web, which is why you're watching this right now. You have the ability to find and join and or create a mastermind. So I don't accept anybody that says it.
Yes, you can create your own. That is for certain. And I love the theme of the five people that are closest to you as well. I mean, I actually, Bob Proctor said that to me. I can't even remember if he said it to me on the actual interview or after we stopped airing, but I remember him saying to me, you know, you want to know where you stand vibrationally? Look at the five people that you're closest to. And I remember, you know, looking around going, well, I think it's pretty freaking awesome. I love the people that I'm closest to. So, all right. Yeah. So, okay. So, let's talk a little bit more, just a couple seconds, about your book and the 17 Steps to Success. You've got a well of knowledge section in there.
Okay.
Tell me about that.
You jumped past the 17 steps to the well of knowledge, which I think is a very special bonus chapter, chapter 18. Because I got to the end of writing this book, I was at about, 70,000 words. It ended up being over 71,000 words, but I was towards the end of it. And I had this 17-step roadmap, and I'm like, well, I know the reality because I've been down this road for a decade as an entrepreneur, and I've interviewed 3,000-plus successful entrepreneurs. Like, I know what happens. I know that you don't always have great days. You don't always have inspiration and motivation. Like, sometimes you need to dip into the well of knowledge for a little motivation, for a little inspiration. So I created this bonus chapter 18, which are my favorite passages and quotes and inspirational tidbits that I've collected over the past 10 plus years from my past guests, my readings, other things that I've done over the years, and I've placed them here. And these are the best value bombs I've ever come across in my life, all in one place. And it's not meant to just read through and consume in one sitting. It's meant to go there, dip your ladle into that well whenever you need to, read a passage, read two passages, and just get the inspiration. There are quotes,
there's passages,
there's different comments. I mean, it's a mixture of a bunch of things.
And it's the Einstein times. Quote
specific well of knowledge. It's in there one time. I don't repeat it multiple times. But there's other places in the book where that Einstein quote is because it played such a big role in my journey for sure. So you'll see that a couple times properly placed throughout the actual. But the well of knowledge is just that. It's to dip your ladle into that well, get inspired, get motivated, and then get back to work.
And hey, you know what? This is a blueprint. It's laid out for you. It's go do it. You know, there's no mystery to it. It's not where do I begin? It's not how do I do this? Or it's okay, open the book. Where do I go? You do these steps.
And that's what I needed to create, Rebecca. I really realized that again after interviewing 3,000 people and having my own audience, Fire Nation, send me questions and struggles and obstacles and challenges. I said, this is what I want to be able to hand people. And now I finally can, and I can't wait to have March 23rd come because, listen, this is the answer to your questions. This is the definitive 17-step roadmap to your financial freedom and fulfillment. This is the 17 foundational principles that 3,000 successful entrepreneurs have instilled upon my head, in my head, in my brain, as I've learned from every single one of them. I'm the mentee to their mentorship over all of these years, over these thousands and thousands of hours of conversations. I've distilled down into one book. This roadmap is there. It is truly the common path to uncommon success because people want you to think the path to success is complicated, is hidden, is secret. The path is hard work, to be sure, but it's a common path that we've all trod upon. And by we, I mean the successful entrepreneurs. And this is the 17-step roadmap for you.
Yeah. And on your podcast, you asked me a question about what is something that I think is, you know, the common path to success right, that most people would maybe disagree with me on. And I told you, I think it's execution. You know, I don't even think it's necessarily brains or any of those things. I think it's do it. And so here's the path. Where can people get this book? If they're listening prior to March 23rd, they can pre-order it and you've got some bonuses for that. So tell us about that. And then also tell us where we can
learn
more about the book.
Don't wait for March 23rd because we have 5 pre-order bonuses that are only available for those people who pre-order. They all disappear on March 23rd, all the bonuses. So you can still buy the book and you should if you're watching this after March 23rd because it's fantastic. But if you are watching this before, be an action taker, pre-order, get 5 bonuses. One of the bonuses, by the way, just one of them. We talked about the Freedom Journal. I've created 2 other journals as well. The Mastery Journal, which is amazing. It's about mastering productivity, discipline, and focus. And I've also created the Podcast Journal, which is about creating and launching your podcast in 50 days. I am shipping, Rebecca, all 3 of these journals to the doorstep of every single person who pre-orders. Every single person, if you live within the United States of America, will get these 3 journals shipped to your door. If you're outside of America or the United States, I will immediately email you the digital packs, which are beautiful, of all three of these journals as well. They're super well done. That's just one bonus. That's $150 of value that you could go buy on Amazon right now that you're going to get delivered to your doorstep for free. There's four other insanely awesome bonuses, not to mention the endorsements you can read from Gary Vaynerchuk, Seth Godin, Neil Patel, Dori Clark, Eric and Mandy. They are all listed right there at this website I'm about to give you, plus the video, which details about the book, explains the entire process of the book. The first chapter is given to you for free on that, on this website as well. So everything you need to know is at uncommonsuccessbook.com. So if you visit uncommonsuccessbook.com, everything that you need that we just talked about there, pre-order the book. All those pre-order bonuses are yours. Plus, you'll be the first person to receive the book once it goes live. It pops on March 23rd.
And make sure you go do that. Go visit the website. Go sign up for it. Grab your bonuses. Go subscribe to his podcast. Follow him on Instagram. Go do all the things. And see changes in your life. You can make this happen. The blueprint is here. John Lee Dumas has given it to you. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life.
Rebecca, it was awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.